Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Indy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner has released his council's housing supply action plan on Thursday at a property council lunch. The Brisbane City Council has been accused of potentially lining developers' pockets with warnings that ratepayers would pay the discounts being handed out. Jonathan Saranganathan, the Greens' Lord Mayoral candidate, stated that, quote, even if the council does reduce infrastructure charges in the name of encouraging more development, what will this will actually do is just lead to either developers lining their pockets and pocketing that reduction, or it will lead to land values rising slightly. Whereas opposition leader Jared Cassidy was supportive of the plan, stating that, quote, finally Schreiner has come clean and is now claiming Brisbane Labor's policy as his own.
Australia's first horse riding school for people with disabilities has closed, leaving the community blindsided. The McIntyre Centre was founded in 1964 at Peter and June McIntyre's Brisbane home and then moved to a 16-hectare site in Pinjarra Hills after gaining popularity. In 2017, Help Enterprises was gifted the deed to the riding school. The charity stated on social media they've contributed over $4 million to infrastructure improvements, maintenance and running costs, and the switch from Queensland government funding to National Disability Insurance Scheme plans in 2018 impacted participant numbers. A steering committee to save the riding school was formed after a recent public meeting and is preparing to deliver a proposal to Help Enterprises.
In national news, Snowy Hydro 2.0 project is soon to resume work following delays and a cost blowout, with the project now expected to cost $12 billion. Work was stalled in late 2022 with the boring machine used for tunnelling after it hits soft rock. The project's amended environmental plans will soon be on public exhibition, with work to begin after that. Dennis Barnes, chief executive of the project, said that despite the doubling in costs, the value would still be at least $15 billion. However, Ted Woodley, a former energy executive heading a campaign against the construction, said that the public would be absolute mugs to accept the latest costs and said it was overly optimistic to say it's now worth $15 billion.
The Australian Energy Market Operator has released a report warning of increased blackouts in several states during the next summer holiday season. South Australia and Victoria are most at risk due to their sharp, hot summer heat waves. The anticipated hot and dry El Niño event will also drive the energy demand, with low winds hampering electricity generation. A leader of renewables and battery technology, South Australia's Liberal opposition has used this forecast to push for nuclear power. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews has said the AEMO report is very conservative and doesn't take numerous key energy projects, such as six major solar farms that are already under planning approval, into account.
In international news, the African Union has suspended Gabon's membership and participation in all activities of the AU, its organs and its institutions, following the military coup in the country this week. The Economic Community of Central African States has also condemned the coup and stated that plans are being made to conduct an imminent meeting of heads of state to decide how to respond. However, no date has been set so far.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.